So now it's time for this day in history, February the 13th. Let me say that yesterday, on February the 12th, we learned that one of TV's original comedians, one of the funniest men I think ever in show business, died at the age of 91. That's Sid Caesar. On this day, February the 13th in 1865, a group called the Sons of Vulcan, which were a union of iron forgers, won a victory over their employers. It was a national 8-month strike that took place. And what was really interesting about this was probably the first time employers recognized a union in the United States, the first time a union contract in the iron and steel industry was recognized. As a matter of fact, it was probably the first union contract of any kind in the United States on this day in 1865. On this day in 1881, the feminist newspaper La Citoyenne is published in Paris by the activist Hubertine Auclair. Before this day in 1914, you could snatch a person's music and use it any way you wanted to and not pay anybody you didn't want to pay. But on this day in New York City, the American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers established copyright to protect their music. On this day in 1920, the Negro National League was formed, electing A. Philip Randolph as its head. On this day in 1923, the first professional black basketball team was formed, called the Renaissance. They were organized in 1923. They took on teams across the country. They actually beat the Celtics, I think it was 7 times, lost the Celtics 8 times. The Celtics back then were an all-white team, and they were the top team in America. And the Renaissance team played up until 1948 when the NBA was actually formed. It was integrated 2 years later. But these were the men on this team were lauded in the movie On the Shoulders of Giants. On this day in 1957, in New Orleans, Martin Luther King was elected president of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference in 1957. And on this day, while we're sitting here, this day, 1960, black college students staged the first sit-in in Nashville at 3 lunch counters. That scene just became famous across the country and launched the modern civil rights movement of the 1960s. On this day in 1971, the United States and the South Vietnamese invaded Laos, the Great Laotian invasion that led to demonstrations across America opposing that invasion. On this day in 1982, the first Rio Negro massacre occurred in Guatemala. The Guatemalans, with American guns and American money, their army went in and massacred hundreds of Indians and villages, Mayans, across Guatemala. This happened a number of times. This was the first Rio Negro massacre. On this day in 1990, East Germany and West Germany was no more, and Germany became one nation once again. On this day during the Gulf War in 1991, 2 laser-guided smart bombs destroyed the Amenia shelter in Baghdad. Allied forces said the bunker was being used as military communications. But what it turned out was, people were hiding in there. 400 Iraqi civilians were killed inside that bunker. On this day in 2000, we talked about Charles Schulz, the man who created Peanuts, died yesterday, the great iconic cartoon. Well, on this day in 2000, the last original Peanuts comic strip appeared in newspapers. On this day in 2008, Australian Prime Minister Kevin Rudd made this historic apology to the Indigenous Australians about their stolen generations. Those are kids who were actually taken as they were here with native people and taken away from their parents to be housed and schooled and turned away from their culture, which is really big in a country like Australia, which is known for its kind of segregationist racist policies. On this day in 2008, 12,000 Hollywood writers returned to work following a largely successful 3-month strike that took place on television and motion picture studios. People didn't think they would win, but they did win this strike. On this day in 1933, Kim Novak was born, the American actress. On this day in 1944, Stockard Channing was born. On this day in 1944, also, Jerry Springer, 56th mayor of Cincinnati, but made most of his fame as a crazed host of television. On this day in 1818, Absalom Jones passed away. He was the first African-American Episcopal priest ordained in the United States. We talked about this man the other day because it was the anniversary of his famous speech before the House of Representatives that Lincoln asked him to do about slavery. On this day in 1882, Henry Highland Garnett passed away, the abolitionist, a minister, educator, who died in Liberia. He advocated military abolitionism, fighting against slavery with arms. He was a prominent member of the movement that led beyond the moral persuasion toward a more political action in this country. He was known as an incredible public speaker. He urged people to take action and stand up and fight, no matter what that fight meant, to claim their own destinies. And he actually supported emigration of American free blacks to Mexico, Liberia, West Indies. But the American Civil War ended that effort. But he left so sickened by racism in this country. And on this day, one of our greatest poets and most loved human beings passed away. Lucille Clifton died on this day in 2010, Maryland Poet Laureate.